Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sandra. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sandra. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sandra. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hello. Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I have been trying to get unemployment for years, okay? I'm in a slump. I've been trying to reach out for help. For some reason, I can't get approved. So today I'm calling because I opened the case. I had to turn in some proofs. No, I did not turn them in timely because I had to find them from 2021. It's long days since then. So I turned them in, though, got them faxed in and stuff like that, and my case gets closed. So what I'm trying to do is just, can someone talk to me, walk me through, getting it open, seeing those files, because they are still accurate, they are still be good, and just helping me get to the next help, like...
Yes, ma'am. Now, let me explain to you. At this number, all we do is file a claim for you. I wouldn't be able to look into any files for you. You would just provide me with your information, and I'll just fill out the form for you online like you would do. That's all we do at this number. But now you stated that you already filed a claim. Had you been making your weekly certification?
No, I was trying to. I didn't know that I was supposed to make them until I turned in the proofs, but I guess I'm still supposed to get it
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So now, if you didn't make your weekly certification after you made that claim, they'll close your case. So what we have to do is just get you a new case in, so we can file a claim for you. What's your Social Security number?
423-438626. And I have a question. So with this new claim, I will still be able to use, well, it's going to all be the same information anyway. So, yeah, everything should still come up, right? Even the paperwork I faxed in, the proof.
Ma'am,
right?
I won't be able to see any paperwork that you faxed in. All I'm going to do is ask you the question that's on the screen, and we're going to file a claim for you.
Oh, no, I was just asking, is that stuff going to just, like, go to my new claim? Because
yes, ma'am, you're filing a new claim. It's still the same Social Security number.
Okay.
And if they need anything from you, then they'll send you a letter and let you know. But I won't know that information. All I'm going to do is just ask you the questions and fill in the information for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now, can I have your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
My name is Equatia Wilson. My date of birth is 06-25-1995. My mother's maiden name is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Thank you. And your gender is female?
Female, yes,
ma'am. Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Summer College.
Do you have a driver's license?
ID.
Okay. Is that issued in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's that number?
I-00. Well, let me look on my ID so I won't get anything wrong. I-00-71948.
And that's I-00-71948.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The pay card.
Okay. And now when you made your selection, I provided you the information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear that information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now can I have your mailing address?
325 Festival Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36067.
Okay, and that's 325 Festival Drive, F as in Frank, E-S-T-I-V-A-L Drive, D-R-I-V-E, and that's Prattville,
Alabama, 36.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to make sure I have to spell out your city for you. We just have to repeat all your information back. And that's P-R-A-T-T-V-I-L-L-E.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your zip code?
36067.
Now, is the resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good contact number for your son with your area code?
Can I give you my house and cell number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the house number is 334-517-4286.
Okay, now that's going to be your primary number, 334-517-4286.
Okay.
And what is your cell phone number?
334-221-8891.
And that's 334-221-8891.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now we have to verify that address for you. That's 325 Festival Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36067.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. System's loading up for you. Okay. Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 142 Primrose Drive, 2848 Covered Bridge Road, 3905 Vanderbilt Road, 3970 Coleman Road, or you have never been associated with any of those addresses?
142 Primrose.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Millbrook have you ever lived at or been associated with? 230 Daffodil Court, 4018 Henry Court, 85 Pinewood Drive, 99 Pecan Circle, or none of the above, and you are not familiar with that property?
85 Pinewood Drive.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Athens, Gaston, Abbotsville, or none of the above?
What was that question again?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Aston, Gaston, Abbotsville, or none of the above?
Montgomery.
Okay. So on to the next page for you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's trade real adjustment allowance. That's if the company you worked for moved out of the state, closed down completely. Remember when JCPenney closed in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. No,
that's
ma'am,
what that means. Okay. Now it's asking, have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And it's asking, why was there a reason in your claim if you have not worked since the last time you filed? You forgot to file your weekly certification.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me put that in for you. Okay, now it's asking, has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Okay, you're currently in school?
I start August 28th.
Okay, well, did ask you're currently registered, so you're registered for school?
Yes.
Okay, now I just have to ask you the questions that's on here. No, it might not apply to you. Are you attending high school on a regular full-time basis?
No.
Okay, next question. Are you attending WIATAA or any dislocated worker program, any dislocated worker training program?
No.
Okay, now it wants to know the days and the hours that you attend school.
Weekly, Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day.
Okay, so you go Monday through Friday. I think it's asking you like 8 a.m. to 5, you know, what your schedule is.
I go online.
Oh, okay, so we'll just put Monday through Friday, and it's online classes.
Yes.
And I'll type that in for you because we're not putting in a time. So I guess with online classes, it's on your time when you want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now it's asking, are you available to set full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for on shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And what is the job title?
Cashier.
Okay. And that has different descriptions for cashier. Would that like gas station, fast food restaurant, or gaming
yes.
change?
Gas station, fast food restaurants.
Okay. Now it's asking, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Now it's asking, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And I have to provide you with this PIN number. You have to use this PIN number each week when you file your weekly certification.
Okay.
Let me know if you're ready to write it down.
Okay.
Okay. It is 2695.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.